Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions, bringing you another edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. And today's question is there anything I can do as a homeowner to reduce the population or eliminate the population of spiders around my home? And the answer is yes. You know, folks, today I'm going to give you the top three things you can do to reduce or eliminate spider activity around your home. And we're going to start with number one, the lighting. The lighting. Think about it. What happens when you turn a light on at night? It attracts bugs. And what happens when you attract bugs? You attract spiders. Because spiders are nature's natural exterminator. And they would do a heck of a job getting rid of pests around your home if you could just tolerate hundreds and thousands of webs all around the home. They'll do a good job of catching bugs for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for free. So what can you do about lighting? Well, maybe you can reduce the lighting attached to the home. Maybe move some of that lighting out to the yard and spotlight the home. So that way the home is still lit up and the spiders are going to be attracted to the light, the actual light itself out in the yard. So reducing the lighting will definitely help you with spider control and elimination. Number two, the screening around the home. Now, I know that sounds simple, but over the years, we've seen a lot of situations where folks might have been cleaning a window or had let a window up, or even some of the older windows in homes where you have the storm window and it's not fully pushed up to the top, you know, and sealed all the way around, you know, fitting in its groove all the way. We've seen wasp nests built in between windows because the storm window wasn't closed completely, or the screen was not sitting in the track flush. Those are open doors for pests, spiders being one of the ones that can enter a home that way. So during the summer, you know, we're not getting the full picture of the window because we might have blinds up there or curtains that's covering a portion of the window where the insects or spiders may be entering. So you want to go around and take a look at your windows and make sure the screens are intact as well as the storm windows are intact. Another big thing is the front and rear doors. You want to make sure that the rubber seal on the storm doors have not fallen off and that they're still intact. Because with the storm, with that rubber seal missing, what you've actually done is laid out a red carpet for spiders to just walk right up into the house. And while you're at it, make sure you check the garage door to make sure the rubber seal on the garage door is sitting flush with the ground, because that's another avenue for spiders, pests, as well as mice. Number three, invest in an expandable pole with a Webster. And as you're outside doing your yard work during these nice warm months, washing your car, watering the grass, be sure to go around the house and knock down the webbing on a regular basis. Because when you think about it, if you were to go outside and knock down that webbing and then the spider comes back and build a web again and again, and you keep knocking it down, well, eventually the spider is going to give up and say, hey, these folks are making it very hard for me to live here, so it's time for me to move on. So the Webster and an expandable pole so that you can reach your eaves all the way around the house, you'll go a long ways in reducing or eliminating the spider population around your home. And for those that are still with me at this point, I'm going to give you a bonus. This is number four. If you don't have time to do any of those things, you don't want to go around and knock the webs down, you don't really have time to make sure you're checking the screening and making sure that the garage door seals and everything are intact, and you don't want to remove the lighting from your house and put it out in the yard and spotlight it, spotlight the lights back onto the house, well, you can pick up the phone and dial 414-355-3732 and talk to one of our associates over at Nexus Pest Solutions, because it's part of our spider control program is de-webbing the home on a regular basis. And not only de-webbing the home, but applying a material along the eaves and edges to make sure that spiders won't build in those areas. We'll also place a microencapsulated or microemulsion protection around the perimeter of the home to prevent spiders from crawling up on it in the first place. As part of our 58-point pest analysis and inspection, we'll be taking a look at the screens, the doorways, the garage sills to make sure that there are no open areas for pests to enter your home. These are just a small sampling of the things that we do at Nexus Pest Solutions to make sure that your home is pest-free. You can call us just about any time of day. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions or elaborate on any of the things that we talked about here today. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us, folks. I want you to have a great day, and I'll see you on down the road on the next installment of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Google Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs, you know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.